Have you ever had one of those days when you woke up in the morning and think, oh, here we go again. Just going to be another ordinary day. We're just going to get up and do the same old, and it's just going to go as it always goes. You know, we have about 300 of those days in a 365-day year. Just seems like that. But then there's those days when we get up and we think it's going to be ordinary, and it's not. I mean, I had one of those days a couple of years ago, and most of you know the story, but Kath and I woke up. It was a Friday morning, and we woke up. I went to the gym, or we both went to the gym, actually, and came home and had breakfast. It was Friday, so it was my day off. I'm not too sure what we did during the day, but it was a good day. There was nothing out of the ordinary, or I probably would have remembered it, especially on that day, but there was nothing out of the ordinary. That evening, we had to go to a conference at the church, as our church was hosting it. We went to the conference. I wasn't expecting anything out of the ordinary at the conference. I had been to a number of these conferences before. They were pretty predictable. I mean, they were always good. I enjoyed going to them, but I wasn't expecting anything, you know? And anyhow, we started to worship. The worship was good, like it was this morning. They didn't start with speakers. They had a couple of interviews on video. So they showed the video interviews up on the screen. I think there was two of them. They were pretty neat, and I just sort of felt a stirring in my heart a little bit as I was watching the videos. I was sort of wondering what's kind of interesting, but the first speaker, got up on the platform and he started to share, and you know, it was no ordinary night. Or ordinary day. It was the end of the day. It was evening by then. God was really stirring my heart and stirring Kathy's heart, and he was speaking to us to come and pastor here. And I went, wow. I mean, it was just an ordinary day. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't ordinary anymore. Last week we talked about the angels and what they had proclaimed to the shepherds. What do you think the shepherds' day was like that day? I mean, they probably got up in the morning and thought, and Ann probably could tell you, oh, we're going to watch those dumb sheep. We're going to walk all over the hills and follow them around, and they're just going to eat grass, and it's going to be a pretty boring day. I can't see too much excitement in watching sheep. Unless you have to chase them and catch them, I guess. But, you know, I'm sure they just went, you know, it's just going to be the same old. We're going to watch the sheep, and night's going to come, and Joe's going to stay up, and then I'm going to have to get up and watch them, and then Mark's going to come up and watch them. And, you know, it's not going to be very eventful. But that day, that ordinary day, evening fell. And they didn't know that Jesus was born that evening, but all of a sudden an angel appeared. Wow. You would start to think, if you were out in that field, you'd think, that's not too ordinary. That's a little different. Not used to angels appearing out in the middle of the field with the sheep. And then not too much longer, there was a host of angels. A whole huge host of heavenly angels praising God and telling that they told the shepherds that a Savior was born. Christ the Lord. Wow. No ordinary day for the shepherds. No ordinary night. And as God's children, as those who love the Lord, The truth is, there is no ordinary days in our lives. Because listen to this. Psalm 37, verse 23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. And then if we go on to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, we read these. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. Wow. Does that sound like an ordinary day happening? Not really. It sounds like God's got every part of our lives under His control. He's got it planned out. He knows what we need to do and where we need to go. He has taken us from the miry clay and set us on the solid rock. He has taken us from the darkness to the light. And that in itself is no ordinary thing. But that's just the beginning that He's done for His children. There is so much more. The shepherds, in their wildest dreams, could have never imagined that the angels would have come and visited them out in the fields. I mean, I think if you asked them, they probably would have said, well, maybe in a miracle, they might have visited us in a synagogue, but not out in the field with those sheep. They wouldn't have been there. And Kathy and I never thought that Jesus would have taken us from a point where we were looking at retirement to coming in and being a lead pastor somewhere. Never thought. Those are not ordinary days. Why? Because God's got it all under His hand and what He's doing. The shepherds, Kathy and I, and all those who love Jesus are just ordinary people who Jesus wants to bless with extraordinary days. Every day. We need to be aware that Jesus wants to and is interrupting our ordinary daily lives. And far too often, I miss it. And we as a church, we as His people, miss His interruptions. We're too busy doing other things and our lives are cluttered. And not to say that we can't do other things, but we just seem to miss those things. And Jesus says, didn't you hear me? So how did the shepherds deal with their lives being interrupted by those angels? Well, we talked about the angels and that they came down and the shepherds were terrified. They were terrified, which I think most of us would be. If all of a sudden an angel appeared on the platform, we'd be terrified. And we talked about that last week. Then the angels told them about the birth of Jesus, a Savior, who is Christ, the Almighty God. And that He's born in Bethlehem. Yet, as terrified as the shepherds were, they didn't run from the angels. They didn't go and hide. They didn't flee out into the ground and say, well, they can look after the sheep, we're out of here. No, they must have listened to what the angels had to say. Luke 2:15 tells us, when the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see these things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They had listened to the angels. They had heard what was said. The shepherds could have just looked at each other and said, that was kind of weird. I mean, really? Were those angels? Or what were they? We best not tell anyone, because what would people think? Oh yeah, we were out with the sheep last night and we saw some angels and they came and they told us that the Messiah was born. And he's just a little baby. He's lying in a feeding trough in Bethlehem somewhere. And he's the Messiah. Maybe we didn't really see any angels. You know that pizza we had for dinner? Maybe it was just a weird dream, and we all dreamt the same dream. We should maybe just be a little quiet. Does that happen to us? Does God come and interrupt our lives? Does Jesus come and interrupt our lives? And we just go, that seems kind of weird or strange. Or maybe we're fearful of what he's saying to us and or what he wants us to do, so we just push it off as weird and strange. We think, you know, that was really strange. I haven't seen that person for years upon years, and I ran into them today. And then they told me about something that was so personal in their lives. What was that all about? Do we just push it off? Or do we think, oh, maybe Jesus is interrupting our lives. Maybe Jesus wanted us to phone that person or stop and talk to that person or pray for that person. The shepherds heard the angels and listened intently to what they had to say. We need to always be listening. What is Jesus wanting to say to us as we're going through our daily lives? When we go to the cash register at the grocery store, is Jesus talking to us? Maybe not. Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of these weirdos, but I know that Jesus is directing our lives many times. And there are times when I've been at the cash register and the Lord has just said, tell that lady that she's doing a great job. And I know you've experienced the same things. We need to always be listening, because he's there to interrupt what we think are ordinary days. The shepherds handled God's interrupting their lives by listening, but they did more than just listen. The shepherds suggested that they should go to Bethlehem and see these things which they'd heard. We read in Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 16. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the angels said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. It's interesting. There's no big discussion. There's no big conversation. They don't all seem to gather together and say, what do you think? Do you think this is kind of weird? Do you think maybe we should go to Bethlehem? No. Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem It's not maybe. Maybe we should go and see what's happening. It's let's go. They've got sheep in the field, but it's let's go to Bethlehem and see what's going on. And there was a sense of urgency because they said they hurried. Luke said they hurried off. They didn't just say, okay, well, we could go tomorrow night. I think I'm off duty tomorrow night. We could, and the other crew's coming in to look after the sheep. We'll go tomorrow night. They had received a huge blessing from the Lord. The angels had come down and told them about the birth of Jesus. And then the heavenly host came and they were praising God in the highest. They were praising and worshiping God. And you know, the shepherds could actually have said, wow, we've been blessed from the Lord. We've been really blessed. Let's just stay here and soak in this blessing. Let's just stay here in this blessing. Let's not leave this place because the blessing is so great here. But that's not what they did. They wanted more. They wanted to see Jesus. They wanted to be in his very presence. When Jesus interrupts our ordinary day, it is such a blessing. But there is always so much more he wants for us. The closer we draw to Jesus, the greater the blessing we will see. He will do much more than we can even think or imagine. Listen to this. A boy asked his father, Dad, what is the size of God? The father looked up at the sky and saw a plane and asked his son, what is the size of this plane? The boy replied, it is very small. I can hardly see it. Then the father took him to the airport. And as they approached the plane, he asked, now, my son, how big is the plane? The boy replied, wow, Dad, it is huge. Then the father told him, God's size depends on how close or far you are from him. The closer you are to him, the greater and greater he will be in your life. What a powerful illustration. What a powerful illustration that is. We will become a blessing to others, and in return, God blesses us. When God interrupts our lives, it's so we will bless others. We need to not just say, well, the blessing is right here, and I'm just going to stay here in my living room because the music's great and I can just feel the presence of God. There's only one reason that God pours into us, and that's so it'll pour into us and out to those around us. Do we settle for good when God wants to show us great? Do we just stay where the blessing is and not draw even closer to God so we see him greater? Jesus wants to show us greater things. Listen to what happened to the shepherds when they went to Jesus and they saw him. Luke 2, verses 17 to 18 states, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. the shepherds' lives were so impacted when they saw Jesus, when they encountered the Christ child, that they started to share the good news of great joy that a Savior, Christ the Lord, was born. They started to share it with everybody they saw. They had drawn so close to Jesus, they felt compelled to share what Jesus was doing in their lives. Have we drawn so close to Jesus that our lives have been impacted in that way? I think each of you would know what that feels like. I think you've been there. Do we desire that others experience what that is like, that closeness with Jesus? One life touches so many lives. One of the things about living in such small communities is when we go to the grocery store or the post office, we run into people we know. And everyone knows everything about everyone else. Think about it. How long it takes to spread a rumor, good or bad. Yeah, it is not long before everyone in the small community knows. We talked about that a few weeks ago, didn't we, about Facebook and all that, and how it spreads so rapidly. But it's not just through social media, it's through contact with one another. You go to the grocery store, you talk to the cashier, you meet somebody else, or wherever, at the gas station, or wherever you are. And that can be a bad thing. But it can also be such a great advantage for the kingdom of God. A great advantage in sharing the good news. When people in our community see and hear what Jesus is doing in our lives and through our lives, they start talking. And that testimony stands strong. Yet, unfortunately, the enemy seems to get us to think that no one will listen to us. No one's going to listen to what I've got to say about Jesus. No one wants to even hear about what Jesus anymore. Or no one will believe what I share. Can you imagine the shepherds? Well, we've just seen the Messiah. We're shepherds. We're the common of common. Who will ever believe that we've seen the Messiah? He's a baby lying in a manger in Bethlehem. We've seen it with our own eyes. It's true, without a doubt. Who will believe? Who will believe? Luke says, they heard, all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Common people who reached out and said, let me tell you what happened in Bethlehem. They were amazed. When Jesus does amazing things in our lives, people will listen and be amazed. Being in the presence of Jesus did not only fill them with a desire to share the good news. As we read in Luke 2:20, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. As they were in the presence of Jesus, their hearts weren't only overwhelmed with sharing the good news, their hearts were overwhelmed with praise and worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King had come down. The Messiah had come down. And all they could do was tell about it and praise God. Remember, we talked last week about the angels just praising God. See, when we get into the presence of Jesus, when we're really close with Jesus, there's really not much more you can do. We get caught up with the things of Jesus, and the things of the world grow strangely dim. They grow strangely dim. Without a doubt, being with Jesus fills us with praise for who He is, what He is and is going to do in our lives. We can't help it. The shepherd's day, the shepherd's night was no ordinary first Christmas. It wasn't ordinary in the least. Jesus wants to break into our ordinary days and make them so extraordinary. Not just at Christmas, but every day throughout the year. How do we respond as Jesus interrupts our ordinary days? Are we there? Are we listening? Are we ready to hear what He wants to say to us? Does it just make us want to draw closer to Him and hear more? And do we proclaim what we've heard, what Jesus has told us, and do we worship Him? He wants to change our lives as we encounter Him. So we will share the good news with others and praise Him for all He does and He is doing through our lives. It's the good news, folks. It's Christmas. Our lives aren't ordinary because Jesus came that first Christmas. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that today is not an ordinary day. You are on the throne. There is nothing ordinary about it because You are the King of Glory. And You are involved in each one of our lives. And we rest and rely on that. Father, may we hear Your interruptions. Jesus, may we hear the promptings of Your of the Holy Spirit as we go through our daily lives, not just here at Christmas, but each and every day. May we know that there are people there, out there, that want to hear, that want to know about the Savior, about Christ, the Almighty God, Jesus. You were born that first Christmas. You are Lord in our lives. We give You glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.